It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, Canada. What's up, Canada? Happy Friday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This is when the show, well, Hickey, damn it, this is not when the show gets started. What the hell is wrong with me? Something's wrong with me. What's wrong with me?
You'd be like Zion Williamson if this is when you thought the show started.
Oh, my God. I'd be 3 hours late, damn it.
Just a little late.
I'd be fined and suspended. We'll talk about Zion's fat, lazy, late behind in a bit. Anyway, I've been here on time. Been here for hours. Three of them. If you missed a minute of the show, which starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you're watching live on our live stream via the Infinity Sports Network YouTube, you can hit rewind there. Thank you to everybody listening live on the Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. Meanwhile, down at the Cotton Bowl in Jerry's World, Arlington, Texas, we're trying to figure out who is going to advance to take on Notre Dame in the national championship. Ohio State is leading Texas 7-0. There is 7 minutes left in the first half. Quinn Ewers has already been sacked 3 times. He needs help. Meanwhile, Will Howard is running around, his non-throwing hand. This man has a welt the size of a baseball on the top of his hand. And so not the scoring exhibition that we thought we might get. I'm favoring Ohio State. Hickey is favoring Ohio State. And we'll see if Texas can get back into it. Still a whole lot more football to go. Let's see if we get a score up on the board here before we get to halftime, as Texas is going to get its hands on the ball, hopefully trying to do some damage. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We've had a chance to talk about the college football playoff. We have discussed the playoff matchup and game from last night on the college side between Notre Dame and Penn State. It's so much going on. Hickey just alluded to Zion Williamson. Hickey, he played one game? No. He played one game since coming back. And then today we learned he was suspended, right? Is that how that went?
Yes.
They said Zion Williamson, who's been out the majority of the season with another hamstring issue. It's like every year it's a hamstring issue. He just came back, played one game, had an amazing dunk. He's now being suspended. He is suspended for one game. He was late for the team plane on the way to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot. Zion, who's been fat and lazy and out of shape and ridiculed, he had that issue with the adult film star just destroying him online. Zion has made some bad decisions as a professional. This is supposed to be the next big thing. Well, he is a big thing. He's a big guy for a basketball player out of shape. And he's lazy, too. And no shocks and no surprises here with him anymore. And then if you think about another athlete, and we'll see if the Pelicans move him, eventually they're going to dump him. It's going to be a new sucker who tries to bring him on. And then meanwhile, earlier today, we learned that Deshaun Watson, I mean, he's had his own issues with the massages and the injuries. He re-tore his Achilles. If you thought you were going to see him at some point this year as battling it out against a rookie QB for the Browns, you can go ahead and scrap that completely. Let's listen to a little bit from Ian Rappaport. Earlier today, he delivered the news that this man, he tore his Achilles again.
A significant situation for the Cleveland Browns, one that could have dramatic, dramatic effects going forward. Here's the nuts of it. Deshaun Watson has re-torn his Achilles. re-torn his Achilles 3 months after the initial Achilles tear. Deshaun Watson now is potentially out for the 2025 season. So here's what that means. The Cleveland Browns, well, first of all, we'll get to Watson. So Watson underwent surgery on Thursday. Dr. Robert Anderson, one of the nation's experts in feet and ankle, he performed the surgery. It is the second time he's torn, so that means it should be a longer road to recovery, which is why his 2025 season is likely in jeopardy. Not likely. It is in jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, stop saying that. He's done. He's cooked. And thank you so much to Ryan Harris for joining us, Notre Dame football analyst on the radio, NFL analyst on Westwood, former NFL player, Super Bowl champ with the Broncos. He came and said what we all know. He's done. Deshaun Watson, if he comes back, he's going to be a backup somewhere. You know, future for this man. He's a cheerleader. He's just going to collect the rest of his money and probably live off of minimum deals if anybody wants to give him a chance and an opportunity. Or maybe there's a miraculous comeback. I don't know. Too many issues, too many injuries, too many off the field, too much time away from the game. And the injuries certainly don't help. And speaking of Achilles, injuries and issues. Man, we got some revealing video. Hickey, who got all that behind the scenes of Aaron Rodgers boohooing and crying? Where'd that come from?
I believe it was the Jets' own media team getting the cameras in the locker room.
And trying to shame Aaron Rodgers out the door? Is that what it is?
And I didn't think about it like that. Interesting, maybe.
Woody Johnson is just like, hey, man, go out there and make him look bad on the way out. Sad. Why not, right?
Woody does seem like a petty kind of guy.
Oh, he does. He does. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets beat the Dolphins. Yeah, the game that Tyreek Hill quit in, and now all of a sudden he's all in for the Dolphins. But Aaron Rodgers threw his 500th touchdown pass. We know the New York Jets don't have a coach. They don't have a general manager. They probably don't have a quarterback. I think that's a foregone conclusion that Aaron Rodgers will be done. And so Devontae Adams today, he spoke to Kay Adams on Up and Adams, and he was asked if Sunday felt like the end of Aaron Rodgers, not for the Jets, but his whole career.
I mean, it feels like we're done for the year, at least. I don't know. I think he definitely needs to. Every year he said, like, I need to, you know, figure out what's going on in my future and all this stuff. I think it's legit. I think he has a lot going on in his head, a lot of different potential options the way. And anytime you play 20 years, like, you can easily hang it up. And I don't think anybody would say you're ridiculous for that. So it could happen. But, I mean, you look at the way that he played once he was healthier at the end of the year. You know, you could definitely make a case he has few more years in the tank for sure, and not just one. So that's my take on it. But we'll see where he's at after this year.
Aaron Rodgers is going to have to talk to the drugs in his system to make that decision. And speaking of decisions, did my dreams come true? Not via injury. Not at all. Not via injury. Arch Manning has entered into the game. Arch Manning, with about a minute left in the first half for the Texas Longhorns, has taken one snap. And then they're trying to figure out if he fumbled the ball on a run or whether he went down. Now, the play prior, and this is all difficult to try to figure out while you're live on the radio and watching a football game and trying to do a show, it appeared that Quinn Ewers got popped in the shoulder and was sent to the sideline. Hickey, is that accurate? Am I drawing the right conclusion here?
Yes, from what I could tell, though, they have used Arch Manning like some run packages before. It was a fourth down and two. I think Arch was in more because of the situation than an injury to Quinn.
Go run the football, and now they're trying to figure out if he fumbled it. And so Quinn did have his helmet back on. And now they're like, oh, my God, is it his wrist? Is it his elbow? Was he down? Hickey, he didn't fumble the ball, Hickey. Did he fumble the ball? You think it's a fumble?
So it's tough because the ball does look like it slightly moved just before his hand touched the ground. I would probably, if I was a referee, I'd probably say no fumble. I think it's too close to
too
tell.
Too safe. Yeah, just keep it.
But it is true, like, if you rule a fumble, like, when it first moves, it was close.
No fumble. And who's out there quarterback? Is that Quinn?
That is Quinn Ewers.
He's back. Yeah, he's back out there.
Did you see that fourth down snap, by the way?
Trying to set up.
How they did that?
Trying to set up for a touchdown. No, what did I miss?
So Arch Manning's in the shotgun. They motion the tight end under center like they're going to like sneak it, you know, like snap it to him and just like tush push it. The center snapped the ball through the tight end's legs.
I did not catch that.
Arch Manning. So it was like a fake tush push where the ball was snapped through another player's legs. I've never seen that before. Texas did it once other, you know, so I guess saw Texas do it one other time. But like, that's crazy. That's a lot of practice. You need to execute that here.
All of this to get a fourth down and ultimately end up with a field goal. All this fancy stuff, right? Well, we'll see what happens. It's about 34 seconds left on the clock. Ohio State leads Texas 7-0. Second and 10. I guess you try to go for it until you can't go for it anymore and then just kick it from there. I mean, if Texas goes backwards, then shame on them. Hickey, this game not living up to the billing, man. It was still early, though.
I mean, being only 7-0 in terms of living up to the billing offensively, 100%. But, I mean, with a lot of the blowouts we've gotten, right, in the college football playoff, even though this game is lower scoring, I'll take a close game versus, you know, what, after the first drive in Ohio State marched right down the field, I thought we could be looking at a 35-0 halftime score here.
Judkins touchdown after that?
Yeah, and with how easy they did it, I thought this could be out of hand quick. So the fact that Texas has a chance right now to march it in for six to tie the game right before halftime, I'm not at least complaining.
Well, I mean, we saw the game last night. 31 points in the fourth quarter. It's like they were in a boxing match and they were just feeling each other out for the first couple of rounds. And then when they got to the last one, it's just like, let's throw haymakers at each other and, you know, just see who comes out on top. Either way, I think we're looking at the national champion. We're looking at the champion, Ohio State, right now. And we'll see if Texas can go ahead and knock them off tonight. But last night's game was certainly... It didn't get too spicy until the end. It didn't get a lot of attention until the end. And Marcus Freeman, after the fact, you know, he spoke to the media and he talked about winning 12 straight games after that loss against Northern Illinois. And there we go. Hickey, things got interesting. Boom.
That was a nice throw by Quinn Ewers. And all of a sudden, look at that. 30 seconds ago in the first half. Tie game.
Touchdown. Jaden Blue coming through. 18-yard reception. As they pan, Hickey, these cameramen, you know, they do their job. They do their job. They find the most miserable-ass people, and they highlight them. They showed a miserable Ohio State fan. Let's see, is he going to make the extra point? I hope he misses it.
Damn, kickers.
Nah, Hickey, I just want things to be interesting. Am I bad for that?
No,
is it bad to be a sports fan and root for failure? The other a team's failure, is that bad as
no,
a game?
No, I do it all the time. Okay. Not at all.
Is it bad because they were in college? Now I'm a bad guy.
No, I feel like people try to guilt you into that. I don't really feel guilt towards trying to shame college players. They're getting paid now.
Can't do that in high school. Well, can you? Right? If you go to the school, but not, you can't be no adult sitting in a crowd going, "Boo, you suck." You can't do that.
Right. If you were you or I were to go just a random high school game or trying to chirp kids, I would say, "Yeah, we have a problem." You suck.
How'd you miss that 25-yard field goal? You suck.
You dumbass.
Yeah.
Go back to chemistry class.
I was going
to
say home economics. Do they still do that? I don't even know, right?
Someone. I don't know.
Go build a shed. Put the football down. I don't know, man. What a world. And now I don't even know. Is that the Gritty? What is that? I don't even know.
That's like, I think, Remember the Titans, no?
Hickey, I don't know.
Or that, or, oh, you know what it might be? I actually lied. I think it's Dodgeball. You know, Globo Jim come out?
Adam Sandler?
No, Ben Stiller.
Oh, my God. I mixed them up. They're not the same person. Wow.
They are not.
Wow. Yikes. I haven't seen Dodgeball since who paid this? Did you pay to see that in a movie theater?
No, but that, I guess it did come out in movies. And I did not go to the movies to see Dodgeball.
Man, I saw that movie, I don't know how, when I must have been falling asleep on somebody's couch. I just,
jeez,
not something I would pay to see, Dodgeball. Well, thanks.
Well, that's where the celebration is from.
No, how do they know? They're like 23 years old.
That's timeless.
When did Dodgeball come out? 23 years ago?
I would say, my guess, like 2011.
2004, bro.
Oh, boy.
Come on. They were 3 years old when a movie came out.
Some of them not born.
Yeah, you're
right.
That's
wild. Oh, my God.
Think about Dodgeball and, well, yeah, welcome to getting older. Hickey, it happens.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Better to get older than the alternative, right?
That's true, because if you're not getting older,
dead. You were certainly asking up, and here we go.
Oh, my God.
That's not a kick. Was that a kickoff return, or did I miss something?
No, that was a first play screen pass.
And they found another miserable fan. Plenty of them.
Oh, my.
Travion Henderson. 75-yard touchdown from Will Howard. Ohio State with 13 seconds on the clock now takes a 13-7 lead as the cameraman pans to miserable Texas fans. Miserable. Life or death. They're all sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're not sad, we're happy as Ohio State leads 13-7. Not because we care about the game, but just because we're happy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell... Oh, Hickey, did he do it?
Oh, he barely got it in.
See, I was telling you, I wanted somebody to miss an extra point. He made it,
though. I thought they were going to block it first, and then it looked like it was hooking.
Yeah, Ohio State made that extra point. I just made a point about wanting somebody to miss it, and he almost did. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone in college football who is not happy. I'm sure he is banging on a table with a fake Southern accent and slamming water bottles. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It is the final hour of the show. Of course, before we depart, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's time for it. Well, no, it's not. We got some time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to tell you who's miserable on the other side. Don't move. Friday, give me a break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We head into halftime. The Ohio State University, after that 75-yard touchdown, they lead Texas 14-7 with a chance to advance to the national championship game and taking on Notre Dame. It's on the line. Ryan Day being interviewed right now as they head into the locker room, probably saying a whole lot of nothing. Steve Sarkisian being interviewed as well, probably saying a whole lot of nothing. And we'll see if Ohio State can run away with this game in the second half or whether or not they fight back. Everybody just trying to see who takes on Notre Dame here in Atlanta on, Hickey, what is it, the 20th? Is that the formal date?
Monday, January 20th.
The 20th. Here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Beautiful. Hickey, you're going to enjoy it. It's a nice place. Beautiful place. Beautiful.
I'm excited. Yeah, I think I'm going to get there early, walk around. Never been to the stadium. Looking forward to the low concession prices.
$5 for something? You could thank Arthur Blank while you're here, okay?
I might have to, and I might have to go to Chick-fil-A as well. Check it out one of the few times it's open.
Is that a shot at Chick-fil-A not being open on Sunday?
No, just more the reality. I'm not into the shot taking.
You want to go to the Chick-fil-A and the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant just Chick-fil-A in general.
Oh, no. I got Chick-fil-A like a few blocks away from me.
Oh, okay. All right.
But like, you know, in that stadium, because it's rarely open because most Falcons games are on Sunday. And like you said, close Sunday, it doesn't get used much. So to be there and, you know, it's kind of like a little novelty.
There's also a Chick-fil-A at State Farm Arena across the street, home of the Hawks.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, open every day. Well, not except for Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Hawks play most games not on Sunday.
Yeah. You know, is that, I understand the reasoning why they want people to be at home or go to church. It's great marketing, too. Hickey, do you know how many times I walk by Chick-fil-A on Sunday and I don't go on Monday and go, oh, man, I need my fix. But it's it makes me go, man, I wish they were open. And I think that's some good marketing, isn't it?
But to your point, if it doesn't carry over the next day, then it's almost like you're losing business. Where, like, in the moment, oh, man, I would definitely stop in here, but it's closed. And if it doesn't, you don't feel that way on Monday and kind of the feeling dissipates, then really it's bad business, right?
Is Chick-fil-A suffering?
People are talking.
I don't think they're suffering. I don't know.
They could be doing well, but they could be doing a lot better.
They just threw a commercial up on TV right now to sell us this grilled spicy deluxe chicken sandwich.
It does look pretty good.
It does. I wonder. Yeah, you can taste it at what's his face, Arthur Blank Stadium.
Yeah, Why not just rename the stadium after him? By the way, I mean, put his name in the ring of honor at this point.
This man has their hospitals in town named after him. We don't need anything extra. Got a hospital on this. Hickey, the side of the hospital on the highway, Arthur M. Blank. Like, you can't miss it.
Wow. Not shy, huh?
You know you're a rich billionaire when they name a hospital after you. Okay.
That's true.
You ever think you'll see J.R. Jackson on the side of a hospital? Nope.
Probably not.
Probably not. And if it is, I would not go to that hospital. I would not. I would not go to a hospital named after me. Mm-mm. Man, growing up, Hickey, we had a hospital. It was named Our Lady of Mercy. It was nicknamed Our Lady of Death. Okay, don't go to that hospital. Man, if I had a hospital named after me, stay away. What about you? Do you want something named after you?
I don't know.
And he's alive. He's not dead. Arthur Blank is here.
That feels a little like it's a whole Larry David, you know, like anonymous versus, you know, putting your name on it if you make a donation. Uh-huh. I kind of like, it feels kind of braggadocious. Like, oh, look at me. Let me look, make sure everyone knows that I donated all this money. Let me put my name on the side of the hospital so everybody can see it.
It's the children's hospital. Come on, let's be specific. It's for the children.
I'm glad the money's going to the children. Absolutely. Arthur, thank you for that, but...
Yeah, you could
do it in a little bit of quieter fashion. Or maybe we could put your name on the inside of the building so people there can see it. Everyone driving on the highway has to see it.
It's everywhere. It's inside, outside. It's on the hot. It's everywhere. It's the hospital's named after him. Yep, there we have it. Anyway, Arthur Blank, I guess he's happy. I mean, outside of the Falcons, what could you be miserable about when you're worth, I don't know how many billions he's worth. Enough billions. This guy is not, the next guy I'm about to tell you about, he is not worth billions. He has some millions. He has plenty of millions in the bank. But I think he's kind of miserable. He is the former coach of Notre Dame. His name is Brian Kelly. How the hell does he feel? How the hell does this man feel? He decided to up and go to LSU. People in Baton Rouge do not like him. He doesn't seem real. He doesn't seem authentic. He's not having success. Sometimes the grass is not always greener. Meanwhile, here you got Marcus Freeman, who's led this team to a national championship game. If Brian Kelly should only be so lucky, if he doesn't have success fast at LSU, they're going to be looking for the next guy. And dare I say, they probably pull him in somewhere local. You know, ironically, Manti Te'o was here on the Infinity Sports Network chatting it up with Zach Gelb, who precedes this show, and he pretty much said this week, Manti Te'o, Hickey, there's a joke somewhere here, but I will not do it. Don't do it. I won't do it. I'm trying my best. Anyway, he said the players like and relate to Marcus Freeman more than Brian Kelly. Of course they do.
Well, let me say this about Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly is a good offensive-minded coach. He knows what it takes to have a successful offense. And I think when you're talking about a head coach of any program, and you can look across the board at all the great head coaches, they not only understand the X's and O's of the game, but they also understand how to connect with their players. They understand how to get the most out of their players and how to really push them to become the best version of themselves. And I see that in Coach Freeman. I see that in Coach Dan Campbell. I had the great opportunity to be with him in New Orleans when he was the tight ends coach, interim head coach. And just to be around him, there are certain characteristics and certain feelings and certain culture that is built in a building when you have somebody like a Coach Marcus Freeman and a Dan Campbell that you just really buy into them, you know. And I'm a firm believer that anybody can go up on a chalkboard and draw X's and O's on a board. It takes a very special leader to turn those X's and O's into actual plays that can become highlights and lead you to a championship. And so that's why I've been such a believer in Coach Freeman since the beginning. Is he not only understands the game from an X's and O's standpoint, but he played the game at a high level. And he has those leadership characteristics where you want to follow that guy wherever he wants, wherever he goes, and he'll stand up for you. And I think that's the biggest difference with Coach Freeman compared to Coach Kelly.
Yeah, Brian Kelly at this point in time just comes across as a fraud. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not authentic. He went somewhere and he's trying to be someone who he is not. I don't think this is anything out of this world. And people see through that. I think people in Louisiana see through that. People in Baton Rouge see through that. People down the road in New Orleans, they see through that. Like, he's a fraud. Like, he's feigning anger throughout the course of the year to try to elicit a reaction from his players. The first thing he did when he showed up, all of a sudden, he got a fake accent. Been hanging out with Ed O. Like, what? And Hickey, where the hell has he been? Is he still hanging out with... you know, that lady, like, where the hell has he been? Just in the backwoods somewhere?
He's a smart man. He got paid and he's enjoying his money in the silence, staying out of the limelight.
Man, this is, I'm not going to say that. Does it pay to be bad? Like, should you do something? If you're good at what you do, should you do something terrible? It pays off for you at the end, right?
I mean, if you're Coach O, he won a national championship, so you can got to, you know, he got to the highest mark possible, and now he's living his life.
This guy was rolling around and, you know, with that lady.
Which one? Oh, that's right, the famous picture.
Yeah.
He's lucky. I would agree. I think it pays to be bad. It pays to be good because you got to be good to get paid, and then once you're good and get paid, it pays to be bad.
What old lady should I push across the snow when I leave here? That gonna work? Is that gonna work for me? No.
No, you gotta be good first before you're bad.
Oh, I'm not good? Damn, Hickey. Damn.
You gotta be better.
Rough.
You gotta get paid first.
Oh, damn, Hickey. Damn.
Could you retire tomorrow?
Retire tomorrow? Hell no, I can't retire tomorrow.
Coach O can. He built himself up to be good enough first.
Damn. Gotta retire first. Damn.
Well, if you got to push an old lady down, I mean, you got to be at least have enough money to live a good life after that.
If I want to retire tomorrow, I think I'm better off slipping in front of the hotel when I leave here.
That's a better idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Save an old lady.
Marco Belletti, do you know anything about insurance fraud?
This is not a conversation for on the air. Okay. So no, I have idea. Just... No, I know nothing about it. Nothing.
They were those NBA players. They went to prison, right?
Yeah, big baby Davis, right?
He's going to prison. Did he go?
I think so. Didn't he have like that video, that
documentary? Yeah.
Didn't he have like a video though on like the car ride, almost like Ray Liotta and Goodfellas? Now take me to jail. Boy. Didn't he have that?
I think you're right. He was on his way. He stuck around a little bit longer because he was filming a documentary.
Is that how that works? You're allowed to do that?
Do what?
On the way to jail, you could say like, "Give me a couple more days. I got to finish up this documentary I'm filming."
Listen, there are people who got phones in there, okay? Making albums and records.
Damn, Hickey, it does pay to be bad.
Hickey, I'm confused, man. Do I want to be like Arthur Blank and have my name on the side of a hospital? Or do I want to be like Ed O or Urban Meyer? You know, which one do I want? I don't know. I'm torn.
I mean, Coach O's having fun. He's having
fun. Is it
fun?
Fat, what do they say? Live fast, die young? Is that what it is? I don't know.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
He's still alive, and he's won a championship. Arthur Blank's still looking for one.
Oh, Arthur Blank got billions of dollars.
But no rings. Now, all that money can't buy you the one thing that Coach O's got.
Man, that man could buy rings. He could buy the biggest ring on earth if he wanted to.
Not the real one.
Not the 28-3 one.
Oh damn.
Yeah, he doesn't play, though. You think he cares? You think he cares that much?
He's on the sideline every game. Of course he cares.
He looks like the villain from Boris and Natasha. Oh, wait. No, he looks like Boris, right? No?
I hope you're not talking to me. I have no idea what you're referencing.
I'm talking to Marco. I know you don't know what I'm talking
about. I was waiting for Hickey to save me because I don't know what that is. I know Boris Natasha.
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Nah, I never watched.
The villains.
I didn't watch. I know what it is, but I didn't watch.
Boris.
No, not Borat. Arthur Blank. No, Borat.
Boris Natasha. I'm thinking of like Natasha from like the Marvel movies. So I was like, where's the Boris? I don't remember Boris.
Arthur Blank net worth. What is it? $9.2 billion? Come on, man.
$9.2 billion?
Yes. Yeah. You think he cares about a Super Bowl ring if it comes? Great. Like, he has nothing else. I don't want to. Let me be careful here. He's 82. He's not even that old. Okay. Well.
Do you want to send us on vacation or something?
Who, him?
Well, why Arthur, not? Now I'm starting to feel like we can call up Arthur Blank.
Well, when Hickey comes down here, Hickey, we can, how do you say that? Surprise him? I don't know.
I think you said corner him.
Yeah, there we go. You want to roll up on him?
Hey, all right.
What do we say? We got to coordinate it now. What do we?
Hey, give us some money.
Adrian Arthur Blank.
I know his guy. His guy shields him like nothing, but we can roll up on him too. And we say, listen, man, we understand you're worth $9.2 billion. Just give us a couple million. That's it.
Do you do the whole Sopranos? It would be a real shame if something bad happened. I would hate to see that.
Whoa. If he declines, you're trying to send us to prison. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we started with insurance fraud. Now we're rolling up on Arthur Blank.
It's a vague, but it's a vague statement, and it's more positive. I really hope nothing. Like, I'm not rooting for you.
What
to
are you
get
gonna
hurt.
Do? The Furio? You're gonna knock him in the head? And there's a bee on his hat.
Is that oh what my we're god, do? Hickey. What we do is we stand outside the children's hospital while we do this. Okay, I can call my friends who work at the television station, and I can have the cameras, and me and you could stand outside the Arthur M. Blank Children's Hospital, and we can send this message via video to Arthur Blank. How about that?
I like it, and I think we'll probably be arrested or fired within 10 minutes.
Both.
Probably both.
Yeah, both. But there is the chance that we end up with something, right?
I guess there's always a chance. Sure, is it? 1%? 0.01%?
Marco Belletti, if you had $9.2 billion, you want your name on the side of the Marco Belletti Children's Hospital.
You would never knew I existed. I'd be gone. No, never on the side of a building. My name's not anywhere. No. You wouldn't even know.
For the children?
No. I didn't say I wouldn't give money to the children. My name would not be on that building.
Okay.
Like, I never existed.
So now you're calling Arthur Blank egotistical.
You did it, but yes.
Arthur M. Blank Children's Hospital, right up the road from me. They knocked down one of my favorite stores to build that hospital. I'm just
damn you, Blank.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm serious. I'm happy there's a children's hospital. I'm being too honest right now, but I am.
What was the store?
It was Guitar Center.
Damn kids! I need my headphones.
Listen. A lot of my equipment that I have. Where the hell you think I got it? I'm talking adapters and headphones and computers and
were you
microphones.
Protesting outside when they said we're going to close it down?
No. When they closed it down, I said, "Damn!" And then
sir,
they
this
were
is for children.
So I was like, "Heck no! I won't go."
No, they were building. They built the hospital there, and then they started. You know, hospitals now you can't just have a hospital building. These hospitals are like campuses, and so Arthur M. Blank. I guess he gave them enough money. They now took over like the adjacent acres, and so Guitar Center no more. I was sad, but I'm happy the Children's Hospital is there. I'm thrilled.
Save the children, also the guitars. Yeah. And all my equipment.
Nah, that Guitar Center was so close, and now I couldn't tell you I haven't been to a guitar center since they closed that one. Thank you, Arthur Blank.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Art. Hope you're happy.
The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Well, if we go back to January 10th, the year 1982, I know a lot of 49er fans remember this. It's the day of the catch. Yes, I mean, damn it, we've had more than 100 years of NFL and there's only one catch. Dwight Clark, 1982 NFC Championship game, taking the 49ers over the Cowboys, 28-27. Let's listen to the catch, courtesy of the NFL.
They're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pick of some kind on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, looking, throwing in the end zone. Caught it! Dwight Clark! It's a madhouse at Candlestick with 51 seconds left. Dwight Clark is 6'4". He stands about 10 feet tall in this crowd's estimation.
I told you those Niners went over those Cowboys, and then they went on to beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 26-21. Let's fast forward. January 10th, 2011. You might remember this. Some Tigers won a national championship. The Auburn Tigers went out there and won a national championship. Wes Byram kicked a game-winning field goal, a short one, about 19, 20 yards to put Oregon down and Auburn on top, 22-19. This is from ESPN.
This is for all the Tostitos. Auburn wins the BCS National Championship, 22-19.
Yeah, some guy named Cam Newton was there, won a national championship, and then first pick in a draft. Yeah, that happened too. January 10th, 2022. How about this? Shout out to the Bulldogs going back to back. Thank you for beating Alabama. They did it 33-18. Keely Ringo, the Philadelphia Eagle, hauled in his own interception, a pick six, and took it all the way to the house. Listen to this, ESPN.
From the pocket, launching downfield, underthrown and intercepted. Keely Ringo has an escort down the sidelines. Georgia is going to conquer the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, well, he has started his career with the Philadelphia Eagles. As I mentioned earlier in the show, good to see that Jalen Hurts is going to be good and ready to go, no longer in concussion protocol. Looking forward to all the playoff action. I'm not doing a damn thing but working and sitting at my computer and watching football all week. I'm going to pop up at the Hawks game tomorrow. Hickey, I forgot who they're playing. Are they playing? No, they played the Suns yesterday. They play some good team. What team is this? Oh, the Rockets, a young team. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll go to the game, and then I'll watch all the football and then watch more football. So there you have it. Yeah, that's it. Is there a game?
Talk to Ime Udoka on the sideline at all or no?
No.
No.
The guy who cheated on Nia Long? No.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Not going to talk to that guy. Nope. Not at all. Is there an NFL game that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, a lot of them. The one we haven't talked a ton about, I'll say Ravens-Steelers. Good rivalry, right? A lot of storylines there. I think interesting maybe pressure on both coaches to kind of break through with some postseason failures. Lamar Jackson really struggles against the Steelers and has struggled in the postseason. I think it's going to be a really fun one.
Yeah, well, you're going with the Ravens, right? You're not going with the Steelers.
No, I am going with the Ravens, but I do see the spread being 9.5, and it's too wide. Yeah, because these outside of the last time these two teams played a few weeks ago in Baltimore, every game's been close that these two teams have played. I think Baltimore does win, but I'm with you. I think it's a close one here.
I got to watch that on Amazon Prime. How about that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Another streaming game.
Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Be excited.
Oh, well, I'll have it on mute. Maybe. Entertain myself for once.
Yeah, put it up. Enjoy. Come on. Here, Al. Just
we'll see. Either that or sit down and have a beer. Then I don't have to listen to him.
That's true, too. Good option.
Possible. We'll see. Anyway, listen, folks. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Ryan Harris, Notre Dame analyst, NFL analyst. You can hear him on Westwood One. Thank you for joining us, Super Bowl champ. Can't forget that. And you can hit rewind if you missed it. You can hit rewind if you've missed a minute of the show. Thank you to everybody for listening, for watching on the stream on YouTube. You can find me online everywhere at GR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you? And listen,
Ryan_Hickey in the number 3.
And they can hear you over the weekend. Tell them.
That's right. After the playoff game, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern to 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, we'll be back Monday. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler coming up next. Be safe, be cool, be smooth, be well. We gone. Bye.